3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. I hear it is yet another warm welcome to yet another episode of the DSTV Pod. My name is Larry Quidarai, and every 2 weeks, you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated product, giving you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Get it? Feel every moment. I really do love myself, and I'm always excited, remember? But this week, I'm particularly so because we have Big Brother Titans co-host Lawrence Malega. Aripo nasi, guys. Yes, ukona. So just to give you a rundown, first of all, we're going to have the Lawrence Malega interview in three parts. He talks about Big Brother, his time on the river, what inspires him, and then we have some questions from fans. Other than that, we also chat about customer surveys, and we tell you about the competition for Women's Month we have at the moment. Let's get into the pod. Now, Lawrence Malega has become one of South Africa's national treasures. Not only does Lawrence look the part, but his positioning is one that speaks to consistency, work ethic, style, charisma, charm, and relatable dynamic. As a television personality, he has captured the audiences with charm and wit and won the respect of his peers through his unique and knowledgeable approach to interviews, conversational dialogue, and product service dialect. Lawrence has hosted a lot of things from Big Brother Mzansi, Clash of the Titans, Summer 27, to Too Hot to be Single. He has also acted on The River and Isibaya. He's currently the co-host of Big Brother Titans, and I had the privilege of having a chat with him. Here's the first part of our chat with Lawrence Malega. Now, first of all, of course, we're talking about the thing that's most recent. How has the experience on BB Titans been?
BB Titans is a beast. It's an amazing machine where I'm constantly learning, constantly trying to figure out the best way to just like navigate through the show. You know, you're always going to be faced with unpredictables. You're dealing with human nature. You're dealing with so much. I think this is the ultimate TV show that one absolutely has to do within their career.
Okay, so how different is it from BB Mzansi? Of course, you've hosted that.
It's very different in the sense that, you know, well, naturally, we're dealing with two countries, and the predominant focus for the continent are these two countries. Very highly opinionated countries, very big in their own right, is what makes it interesting more than anything. You know, just navigating the personalities of the two countries, and also customs, traditions, cultures, you know, and the little nuances that both countries have. That's also quite a difficult task to sort of maneuver around.
So I imagine as you prepared for this show, you probably listened to a lot of Niger music. Of course, it's always available. Watched a whole lot of Nollywood just to see nuances, yes, about the culture. So but what else did you do to prepare for yourself for the BB Titans role?
I mean, luckily for me, you know, I've always had a connection with Nigeria. So years ago, in my youth, I did a show called Stargist with one of your very own, Vimbai.
Yeah.
Yes. So we did a show called Stargist. We were based in Nigeria for a little bit. So that's when my sort of introduction to Nigeria and its people and its customs came through. Coincidentally, that's also how I met my co-host now, Ebuka.
Speaking of the working with Vimbai, how was that like?
First of all, I miss her because we haven't seen each other in about 2-3 years. Working with her was amazing, man. You know, I'm always enthralled when I have to work with people that care more about the job and getting it right than, you know, the accolades that come with it. You know, once you work with people, actually understand that we are here for this subject matter and this is the show that we're doing, I think that makes it a whole lot easier, because the work comes first and then all the ball gowns and the glitz and the glamour comes afterwards.
You see a bromance between you and a Booker. How does it feel working with him? You guys got like this thing where you just bounce off each other.
Yeah, I mean, me and Abuka have known each other now, dare I say, plus, minus 7 years, 7, 8 years. And funny enough, how I met Abuka is when he first got the job to be the host of Big Brother Nigeria, because it was still broadcast in South Africa. I was working as an intern for the production house, and I would always find a way to like hang out and see how the show is done. And then we started conversing, you know, cause he was just coming in as a television personality. I had a little bit of experience by then. And then we just spent a lot of time together. You know, we started attending award shows and hanging out. You know, what I loved most about him and how we connected, he's like me. He's very much an introvert. You know, he likes his solitude. He likes his space. I mean, for the right check, we'll do some gully stuff. But yeah, so we hit it off and we've been in touch. You know, and for us, it's just there's no drama. You know, I think we also just understand each other from personal perspectives and how we move about, you know. So me and him, we're just two guys who are having fun. I always say you always make the best television if it feels like you and your classmates were given a budget to do a TV show.
Everyone loves an upgrade, but with DStv, you get boosted to a whole new level. Upgrade to more football and get boosted to the most heart-racing sports moments. Upgrade to your favorite shows and get boosted to emotions like never before. Upgrade to the best action movies and get boosted to high-octane scenes that make you shout, woo!
Upgrade your DStv package and DStv will boost you to the next higher package. Offer valid from January 25th to March 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is Bernie, your favorite cook. You're listening to the DStv pod.
So a really cool feature that we have at DStv is the CSAT survey. And here to explain it to me is Melody Chada from Mutare. Yes, she's out in DStv Mutare. She tells me what it is, how you get it, and why it is important.
A CSAT survey is a questionnaire that we use to rate the customer experience. It is sent out with a rating scale of between 1 and 10, where 1 is the lowest and 10 is the highest. You will receive a CSAT survey every time you interact with us at DStv. It takes less than 5 minutes to complete a survey. Yes, you heard right, less than 5 minutes. Feedback from you, our customer, is used to improve on our service. And it is also used to address the concerns you raise. So let's go ahead, let's fill in those surveys. Happy serving!
If you're a DStv Premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DStv bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yeah, DStv Premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDStv app now to add Showmax to your bill and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DStv Premium.
Thank you very much to Melody Chada with those insights. Kumako Moyo. Have a wonderful day. So now let's get back into the awesome interview with Lawrence Malega. There was that episode of Big Brother where there was a triple eviction. Like, how do you guys keep so calm? I mean, we're watching and we're like, we're just gonna die here.
You know, there are so many intricacies to doing the show, right? And what normally happens is we find out when you find out. That's how close-knit the information is. Now, because we've been in the show, when you first get indicted into the show, you know, you get taken through training, you get taken through, you know, the correct steps and procedures. And we've got a team of psychologists that sit there also with the personalities and going, okay, facial expressions, this is what you mean. This is the conversation. You would actually enjoy this. So things like body language, what you're communicating when you're not.
Will you know the housemates by the time they're chosen, or do you find them on the night?
So with me personally, so when the housemates walk into the house for the first time, and I know nothing about who's been chosen. I know nothing. I'll have a figure. Like this season, they'll tell me, listen, there's 24 housemates. That's all I know. So when I'm doing the show and I see a name come up, I'm like, okay, it's Corsi. I'm meeting Corsi for the first time with the viewers. Because I've always felt, I want to be surprised with you, the viewer. You know, I don't want any background information on this person. I don't want to know anything about this person.
How do you balance acting and presenting? A lot of people just like weigh heavily towards one. Some people just like, I'm just going to do presenting and that's it. But how do you balance the two? Because they're quite different as crafts.
I don't. So when I started doing acting and The River, we sent out a press release and we told everyone that I'll be holding off on any sort of presenting work. I've been very fortunate in a sense where I've been awarded and the time to separate the two disciplines. So if I'm jumping into, let's say, Big Brother, for instance, I'm done with The River. So I'm not going to be doing The River. I'm off that. So that conversation, I close, and then I give myself 2 months to get rid of the nuances and the little intricacies of the character that I was with, so that I can develop new ones for the particular show that I'm doing.
So this should be heartbreaking for Wilma from DSTV Zimbabwe. Please ask him if there's any chance of him coming back to The River, even as a ghost. We miss Zolani.
Funny enough, that was suggested. The chapter of Zolani is closed, and it had to close.
Kuhana tino. Zvokuona mamwe masports ese azvakatanga rini. Imi mutokuziva muri vemudlaro chete kai. Zve cricket, rugby, Formula 1. What? Zvakatanga rini zvese izvi.
Level papa. Ndakasimudza ma levels kubva DSTP anditi jump. Kundikandira pa next level. Saka now I have the best sports, movies, series, shows. Nema what acho awanga uchitaura iwayo.
Simudza level. Tenga DSTV package iri pamusoro peyauri. Tobva takuti jump. Kanda pa package ilpam soro pacho. Wapaba ataka. Saka simu zira package yako kufamusiwa 25 January. Kushika 31 March tikuti jump to the next package. Terms and conditions apply.
So there's a competition that is taking place, as I told you earlier on, for social media people out there, and Women's Month going on. And here to explain how it works is our lady at DSTV Zimbabwe, Yokai Kupala.
Let's rock it like a woman this Women's Month with DSTV. An amazing deal on offer. This is for all the men out there who want to show Zimbabwe how special the women in their life are to them. This could be your mother, this could be your wife, this could be your sister. Make a small video clip of not more than a minute and show us what these women do for you every day that makes you feel loved, special, supported, and cared for. Stand a chance to win a decoder and lunch for two with My Zim Plate host Bernadette Mutangara. Like and share the DSTV Zimbabwe Facebook page, tag DSTV Zimbabwe, competition only open to active DSTV customers. Video with the most likes wins. Deadline for entries is Thursday the 30th of March.
Thank you so much, Yokai Kupara there, and please take part now to the final section of the interview in which Lawrence answers questions from two fans, Wilma and Melody. Still on The River, Melody asks, is exit Melody Chingwari, she's such a huge soapy fan. Her handle is at Mel Chingwari. She's just always tweeting about soapies. His exit on The River was painful, but we understood the assignment. It was time for him to fly high and do Big Brother. What was the biggest takeaway for him at The River?
Because I've always viewed the industry as magical, always just found myself going, okay, if I'm going to dive into this discipline, it's one that I have to take seriously, you know. So for that in itself, just understanding the amount of work that goes in to the craft is what took me aback, you know. yes, there's talent, but also there's just like this deep, very psychological space that actors always flirt with, you know, because I always tell people the brain doesn't know we're playing, you know. So in one day, I'm going to experience 7 emotions because I'm doing 7 or 10 different scenes where the normal average person, you may not even cry this month. So for me, I'm crying, I'm going through heartbreak, I'm excited, and my brain doesn't know that we're playing. The brain can't comprehend that this heartache is not real. So for me, that's one of the things that I found that, okay, now I get why some actors are in a bad mood. You know, that's why it's important after certain scenes, you debrief, you see a trained professional, and they try to bring you back.
And another question, he has a good, beautiful fashion sense. Who dresses him?
It's a collaborative effort, you know. I think I get it mainly from my dad, because my dad always looks sharp, you know. So we collaborate quite a bit. So that dynamic team is my stylist, Juanele, my tailor, Semi, and our style assistant, Tondani.
So the question that I've been asked, what's he working on now, and so that we can look out for it, and when? Is there anything you can tell us about?
Unfortunately, I've never been one to announce projects. You know, I think I've always lived on, I want to let the work speak for itself. There isn't a single project that I've thrown forward to. I just let the announcement happen. And when the announcements happen, people tune in and then they give me the verdict, you know? And that's been the relationship with me. And I hope the public that receives my work, you know, I've always said that I'll always do what I'm doing for as long as the people who consume my work are still approving it and going, yeah, this guy, we like this guy. But I can say immediately right now, post Big Brother, there's going to be a hiatus, because I just came off the river and then stepped into Big Brother. So I'm going to take a hiatus and try to sort of navigate what the next move is.
Melody Chingwari would say, will he consider visiting Zimbabwe to meet fans from here?
Yeah, I mean, my dad's from Zimbabwe, you know.
Oh, there we go.
My dad's side of the family's from Zimbabwe, so coming down there has always been one of the things to do with my life. I think there's a beauty about Zimbabwe and its people that I think I'd like to highlight in some small way, you know. I think there's a lot of misconceptions about our people, and also I just love with the many different types of Zimbabweans that I've interacted with. The level of intellect is, I mean, I get engulfed in their mind and how they think. So Zimbabwe is definitely a place where I'd be looking towards in the future.
Second last question. Being on a platform that is as huge as DSTV and talking to the rest of Africa, obviously that feels like a blessing, doesn't it? But what does it do for you? What does it do for you personally and in edifying your work, for example?
My job, or what I feel my purpose is to unite us all in having one unified conversation. Yes, we can have our differences. It is for us to unite. It is for us to work together. It is for us to appreciate Western customs, but not lose our identities in who we are. That's what it is. And my purpose is to remind all of us, you know, because whenever I'm here at home in South Africa, it's just like everyone goes, oh my God, Lawrence, you're so amazing. That's great. I'm like, yeah, but my descendants are from Zimbabwe. Mm. Now what? You know, it's like when we do have conversations about xenophobia, I'm like, my descendants are from Zimbabwe and you love the work that I do and you love me as a person. Are you being hypocritical? You know, my best friend is Nigerian. Now what? You know, this and that. And I think it's very difficult to hate something you understand, or hate something that is in close proximity to you. So that's my purpose in everything that I do. I'm doing it focused on the continent. That's why my immediate thing is not to try and make it abroad and go, hey, I made it in America. I want to be able to say I made it on the continent. Nigeria loves me. Zimbabwe loves me. Kenya loves me. Congo has a statue of me, you know.
Look at
so
you.
That's my purpose.
So
that's my purpose.
Thanks a lot to Lawrence Malega, and we will be giving you more interviews as we go. We'll give you the context later at the end of the program, and you can give us ideas about who you'd like us to talk to, who you'd like to hear from. This is your program, by the way, and remember that Big Brother Titans is in its last week, and you can watch it on DSTV channel 198. And if you're going to go to DSTV app, and you can always follow it there. This is Showmax, which comes mahala with your DSTV premium sub, 50% with any other bouquet. Do it so you never ever miss a thing. And going back to Big Brother Titans, remember the voting is open right now. You can vote for your faves. My fave, I'm even putting it out there. I'll never tell you I vote for in elections. No, that's not my thing. But I will tell you that I'm voting for Corsi. She's been through so much. I mean, she's been nominated every week, so yeah, she's got my vote. Now, before I go, remember, we are in the last week also of the DSTV Step Up campaign, so rush. You can pay for DSTV from any Mukuru booth or branch across the country. That is over 200 places. Now, Ndiyononzi convenience video, nyempela, it is what it is. And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, or even just want to say hi? Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it is at DSTV Zimbabwe. You can also tag me with the hashtag DSTV pod, my Twitter handle being at Quirirai with a YI at the end. Not on social media, well, just email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. And as I say, that includes who you would like us to interview next. Drop us a line on those particular contacts, and also get and stay connected to DSTV. And as I say, from where I come from, I see you, Luisa Sebenza. My name is Larry Quirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now. And thanks so much for listening.